Hey there. We at Blue Wire just wanted to take a second to thank you for listening to this podcast. We know everything outside is pretty scary and uncertain, but we're committed to helping you get through your day by talking about the sports and teams that you love most. If you're looking for more great podcasts to distract you, check out BlueWirePods.com. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the podcast and stay safe.
This is a Web Canopy Studio production.
Go. You kind of threw me off because he was literally going to be my next pick. Okay. Sorry, everybody. Now he has really, really thrown me off my game. Rattled. I don't want to make a rash pick. I got two players here. Let me see. Okay. I'm going to take a player who, let me just do a quick, he plays for the Boston Bruins.
Whoa.
Which I don't like taking Boston Bruins players just out of principle, but they did trade for him at the deadline. So, and I'm actually surprised they got him because he was almost like a throw-in. I don't know if I want to take him anymore.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I just saw his stats. I thought he had better stats than I was going to take Andre Case.
Oh.
Because he makes 2.6, but I think that's more of a potential pick. So I'm not going to take him anymore. He is a right winger who makes 2.6, but he doesn't put up many points. So I'm gonna shy away from that guy. But you know what? I'm going to stay with the Boston Bruins, and I'm going to kind of start rounding out my first couple lines, and I'm going to take Brad Marchand at $6.125 million. He has the pedigree. He has won a Stanley Cups. He's played internationally, and he knows how to win. He's that type of player, when you're in a playoff series, you want him on the ice. He gets under your skin. He puts up 100 points a year if he stays focused. He's a goal scorer, but he also has that mentality of like getting under your skin and doing what it takes to win in the playoffs. So Brad Marchand is my first line left wing for now.
It's a good pick. That is a good pick. And he probably should have gone earlier. Now I am going to take someone who, again, loving these entry-level contracts. This is the guy who's got a lot of grit and sandpaper to his game. He's a kid, but he's a big boy and he plays big. Again, a player that people are going to hate playing against, and he's going to get right in your face and be a rat. But Brady Tkachuk in Ottawa, he's making 925. Again, he's my fourth line left winger right now with some offensive upside. Man, it's a great pick.
You are just killing me with the entry level contracts. Honestly, you're killing me. It's just amazing. Just those three picks that you have with entry-level deals, I'm just getting absolutely beat down on right now. That's a great pick. It's an unbelievably good pick. Great job, Tim. I applaud you. All right, now I feel like I need to do entry-level, but I don't have any entry-levels on my list here. I really don't. So I'm not going to be forced into your game now.
I think we've picked all the good ones for the most part.
No, there's a lot out there that are really good value picks. All right, so I am going to continue on my wings to fill out my players. This is going to be a second line winger. Nashville Predators, Victor Arvidsson.
I like him. He was on my list.
Oh, good. That makes me feel so much better that he was on your list. Arvidsson. He's a good player, obviously. I don't know his stats off the top of my head, but I know he's good, man. He's a good player.
He's an underrated goal scorer. He gets hurt here and there, but he's in the right lineup, he's scoring 25 easy.
So what kind of cap space do you have left, Tim? Let's hear it. We've made how many picks? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That is 10, 15. We've made 17 picks.
Wow.
What kind of cap space do you have?
I have 36 left.
I have 34 left.
Wow.
Those entry levels. So we have a lot of money left for six more picks.
A lot of money to play with.
Right now. So how many picks have we made? That's 6 plus 4 is 10. Sorry, we made 14 picks. So we have 9 picks left.
Yep. But I only have 1, 2, five skaters left to one goalie on my starting team, and then I'm picking for the bench.
I might have already picked a few guys that might end up on my bench. We'll see. So we'll see how this plays out. I might just throw Samuel Girard or Blake Coleman on the bench. I don't know what I don't know where we're going to end up, Tim. But it is your pick. You're on the clock, as they would say.
Now, what I'm going to do is pick a player who's not terribly affordable, but I feel like I'm missing that legit number one superstar defenseman, and I want to take him here. He's got size. He's got a hammer of a shot. He throws the body around. He puts up points.
Carlson.
Nope. It was between him and the other guy, but I actually prefer Victor Hedman.
Oh.
7.875, like just ever so slightly cheaper than Carlson. Again, not the most, you know, cost-friendly pick, but he's a stud. He's my guy. I love him.
I think that puts the nail in your coffin. That was – you swung for the fences there. You were a home run hitter, and you missed.
You think so, huh?
I think so. I think there were – for that much money, there are better defensemen out there.
Who?
That guy hasn't – he hasn't won – John Carlson.
Mm.
Proven Stanley Cup champion.
I wanted Hedman.
Like, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong. I think he's one of the best defensemen in the league. But for $8 million, there's D-men out there who have won Norrises, who have won Stanley Cup championships, who have been there, done that. I'm just saying. That's just my you know, my two cents. What do I know? I like where your train of thought was at, though. A superstar player to go out there and to just settle everything down. If you need something to happen, you send that guy out there, he's going to settle everything down. And I feel like I need to make a splash. I don't want to end this draft with a lot of money left and just regret. You know what I mean?
I do.
So I'm going to take – he's been the best player in the NHL forever. He's got the – Sid the Kid. I'm taking Sidney Crosby. $8.7 million, which is a very, very, very good deal.
Oh, it's a great deal.
And it's a lot of money. I feel like if you're going to pick between Hedman or Crosby on your team, I'm going to take Crosby.
I'm drafting for Hedman. Need, John. I'm drafting for need.
I'm just saying that moves Blake Coleman to my fourth line left wing.
Good for your fourth line.
Yeah, it's just that moves Mark Scheifele to my third line center.
Is Cooch your fourth line guy now?
Cooch is my full. I have a lot of money wrapped up in my center right now.
Yeah, you do.
I have 8, 16, 20, almost $26 million wrapped up in my centerman. All right, I have $25 million left. What do you got left? 27?
28. 28,
all right. 6. Okay, I got 25, 5. Let's do this.
And you know what? Honestly, I might just. Gosh.
You might just what, Tim? You might just what?
I might what? Just. Now, I'm looking at defensemen again.
Oh. Oh. Tell me more.
I need a right-handed shot. So far, I've got 4 left-handed defensemen, which I – have you even – were you tracking that at all?
Negative. GMs don't track that anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah. Not really. Yeah, you build your team that way.
Now – gosh, there's so many bad contracts for defensemen. You look at like the top 25 based on contracts. The average age is like 32.
Yeah. I have a couple good defensemen here that I might take just because I think I need another good piece on defense. I don't think having 3 young guys is a good idea. So I might take another D-man with my next pick here.
Honestly, bold move here on my part, but you sold me, and I was thinking about it anyway, so John Carlson.
Oh, I like that pick. Tim, welcome to the game. Wow. Okay, very, very good pick. What does he make?
He makes $8.
$8 million. So that's $15 million for 2 players, but I like that pick. You don't see teams win the championships without anchors on the back end. You really don't. That's a very, very good pick, Tim. I like it. Swing for the fences. And I'm going to just kind of follow in that trend. I feel like this player I'm about to pick is as good as Carlson, and he's half the price.
What?
He plays for the Nashville Predators. He's a perennial all-star. Roman Josi.
Love him.
For $4 million. He What? Go ahead.
No, I was going to get my next pick in, so you go ahead.
No, I just think Josi, that's my decor. I have seven defensemen. I'm going to slide Josi up, and now that just pushes Samuel Girard out of the lineup. I just think it's good to have – you got to compete to get in the lineup, you know? You can't just be complacent and think you're going to play every day. So, you know, a little bit of competition doesn't hurt anybody, and I like that. Yossi's going to be a first, second-line power play guy. Oh, okay. I'm happy with my defense now. When I looked at it before that pick, I was a little uneasy. Now I'm happy. I'm back to being happy. Go ahead. What's your cap at now?
My cap is about 20 million.
Okay, so I'm at 21.5. We need three more picks to round out my roster. You probably need two more.
No, we have the same amount of players. I guess
I have a guy on the bench already. I'm trapped in my bench.
Two forwards, one defenseman, one goalie.
I have two goalies to draft, but like I said, I'm not investing a lot of money in my goalies. So you're on the clock, Tim. Well, we'll see. We'll see. You know what we should do? Enter these teams into NHL, whatever Xbox you have, and see who wins in a 7-game series.
I could do that.
Yeah, you can.
Now, gosh. I need to build out my fourth line. Now, this is the guy who probably wasn't even close to on your radar, but I like his game. He's a Boston kid and pretty affordable. And if you tell him, all you have to do is don't even worry about points. Go out there and shut other teams down. He's such a hard worker. He's so strong. He's a really good two-way player. He can play the center and the wing at $3.2 million, Charlie Coyle.
Charlie Coyle, big body. I like that pick. I like it in a practical sense. Like you said, he's a good, strong player. He's good in the playoffs. He knows what he has to do. All right, man, my board is just getting dwindled down here to less and less picks. I'm scratching on all the D-men that I wanted to draft. Sorry, late. No thanks, Timo Meier. Not today. Pietrangelo for 6.5. You were on the list. Not this year, though. All right. So I feel like I need a first-line player. I feel like I need a guy to slot in with Marchand and Crosby on the right side. And at the time when he signed this contract, I gave this team a little bit of heat. I was like, they're making a mistake. He held out for quite a while, missed all the training camp, but now it is a bargain of a deal. He is a first-line player. He makes plays. Michael Nylander from the Toronto Maple Leafs. William Nylander. I got to learn his name if I'm going to have him on my team. So William Nylander from the Toronto Maple Leafs, he's making $6.9 million. I'm going to slot him in my first line with Crosby and Marchand. I just think he's a slick, slick playmaker, and he will definitely add a lot of value on the right-hand side there. You're up, Tim. I have $14 million left. I always forget about goalies. I cannot forget about goalies. I got to leave a little bit of money for my goalies.
Now, so who did you pick, Nylander?
William Nylander. Should be Michael. William.
Gosh, now I got my eyes on a player. Again, I want to pick another right winger. I feel like... So I got Pasta as my top line right wing. Then I have Gallagher and Duclair sitting behind him. And I feel like they're going to be much better as my 3-4 than my 2-3. But also Barzal can play the right wing.
You have a good forward crew. I like your forwards. I think I'm better down the middle. You have much better wingers than I do.
You might be better down the middle, but my centers are sick too. I mean,
not as sick as mine. Let's be honest. Crosby, McKinnon, Scheifele, and Couturier.
Dreisaitl, like Patterson, Zibanejad, Barzal.
Stop. Your wingers are better than mine. My centermen crush yours.
So what I'm thinking here, gosh, no. I'm not gonna go the way I thought I was gonna go. All right, let's back up a little bit here. I'm gonna pick a defenseman now who I think is super underrated. can play offense and defense in his game, making 3.75. Matthias Ekholm out of Nashville. The big, heavy beard. I love that guy.
He's okay. That's a good pick.
If he's okay, fifth defenseman or sixth defenseman, I think he's going to be just fine, especially if I pair him with one of those young moving puck moving guys like Heiskanen. He'll be great.
How much does he make again?
3.75.
I just think on that same team, Roman Josi at $4 million is just so much better.
Well, Josi's right. Already taken.
I know, by me. What a pick. All right. I need another top line forward. I really do. I have $15 million left in cap space. I need two more roster players and two more goalies to fill out my roster. So I feel like I'm going to fill out my bench, obviously, with guys who make league minimum or just above. So I really have some money to throw around right now. Well, not a lot, because I need some goalies, but I need some talent. I'm worried about your wingers. I feel like you have such strong wingers and I need to counteract them. So like we said, this is an Olympic style roster where you can take a centerman and slot him in at wing.
Yep.
This is such a tough pick.
Which I feel like you're already going to have to do with the centers you have.
I already have Coleman, but he plays all around the lineup. So I'm going to take a player who took his team to the cup. He's a first line center. He is one of the more cerebral players in the league. He's arguably one of the best playmakers in the league. He consistently sets up his winger for 50 goals a year. I'm taking Nicholas Backstrom from the Washington Capitals for $6.7 million.
It's a good pick.
It's stressful. Now we're getting down to the end of it, isn't it, Tim?
But so you're going to have him play wing?
Yep.
He's like one of the best elite playmaking passing centers.
How do you spell his name?
B-A-C-K.
That's what I thought. No, it's T-K.
So I'm looking now at – I want to add another center. And there's a couple players I have in mind, knowing that I still need a backup goalie. I've got just about –
Oh, it's B-A-C-K, but it's got the silly things on the top of the A. Sorry.
Oh.
The stupid things. So I tried to type it in. I'm like, where is this guy? I don't even know. You know what? You're right. I'm going to put Couturier on the wing.
Yeah.
With currently no NBA, NHL, or MLB, you might think there's nothing to bet on. Well, you'd be wrong. Our exclusive partner still has hundreds of sports, events, and games to wager on. Or, you know what? Let them bring Vegas to you with their online casino and blackjack. Open 24 hours a day, all online, including their $750,000 poker series. Listen, if you're into prop bets, entertaining bets, you can still bet on Survivor, Big Brother, American Idol, the stock prices, and even the weather to receive a 100% welcome bonus with your first deposit. But be sure to use promo code BLUEWIRE. Bet online, your online wagering experts.
I got just under $14 million in cap space. I'm really just drafting my fourth line – well, not fourth line center, but a center here. I've got some wiggle room to play with, and I'm looking at a couple of players. There's a lot –
Just take Barkov and get over it.
No, I wasn't going to take Barkov.
Ugh.
But I might now. I was actually looking deeper than that.
Ooh.
But – I mean, there's so many good players.
There's
I don't want to
a lot
say
of players.
Even Jumbo at $2 million. Like, gosh. I know. I'm on the clock.
Yeah, this is really riveting.
Well, there's so many good players, and I'm hesitating to take the wrong one here. So I might just go with.
Holy moly.
10 seconds.
Seriously, let's go. Sorry, everybody. Tim, he's not good under pressure. And this is where it shows. Like this, we should have been prepared. He should have had all this done. It's just, come on, Tim, let's go.
You know what? I'm just going to draft a player here who's going to be on my bench, but he can, a young rookie kid on his entry level contract. He's got some pop in his game. He's got some scoring. Victor Olofsson from Buffalo.
Okay. Now I've won. I win. You lose. Okay.
I'm thinking 7.67. He's a goal scorer.
I am going to start with my goalies here. I'm going to take my backup. He's a good goalie. He could fill in. He's done it before. And he's a friend of the show. He really is. He plays for the Minnesota Wild, Al Stalock, $785,000. He's already played. He's the starting goaltender there. He's played 40 games. He's got a 912 save percentage, and he's only at $785,000. So I'm taking Al Stalock for my goaltenders. Congratulations, Al. Welcome to the team. You're on the clock again, Tim. See how I do that?
Yes.
We should have a clock or something. You have to go.
Like a game of chess?
Yeah, you have a certain amount of time.
No. Okay. Yeah, I'm taking Barkov.
Okay. I was just about to take him. Just kidding. No, I'm not. All right. You're taking Barkov for 5.9. So you should have a completed roster, correct?
I do.
So now you're just filling out your bench. What is your cap space looking like?
$7 million.
Okay. And you're filling out your bench for $7 million. Terrible GM. Okay. So I need a starting goaltender and another starting winger. That's what I need at this point in time. And I don't know where I'm going to go. I really, really don't. I like a lot of different players. Do I just go and swing for the fences and spend $5 million on another winger and then spend, you know, okay. I'm going to go back to the goalies. I really am. And I'm going to see, now you got me kind of all flustered too, Tim. Do I go with another goalie or do I pick another forward? I feel like I need another winger. I don't want to go crazy and spend too much. Like I said, I have $7 million left. I still need a starting goaltender and I would like another winger. Then I got to fill out two more bench spots. So I need two starters and two benches. So listen, I'm going to allot $2 million for the bench. So I have $5 million to play around with for those players, for the winger and the defenseman. So I would like to get a decent winger in the $3 to $3.5 million range. Charlie Coyle is a great pick. I know. I was just going to give you a compliment about how good of a pick that is, because when I'm looking at the players in that price range, he jumps out at you like right away. Another guy that jumps out, and I don't know if I'm going to pick him, is Max Domi. He's a UFA this year. He would be a good player to slot under my third line. Andreas Athanasiou for $3 million is another solid player. Like, he really is. Oh, but then there's this guy here and that guy there. Okay. All right. For my pick, I am going to take from this is such a hard pick, Tim. It really is. Oh, and then there's that guy. If you're a fan of the game, it's interesting to go and look at all the decent players making all this like good money, and they're putting up good points. It's nice to see that. There's Jakub Vrána from Washington or Max Domi. Who should I pick, Tim? Who should I pick?
They're both good. Who do you think is going to be better in the playoffs?
Well, I think Max is better fit for the playoffs, but he might not be as responsible defensively as Jakub Vrána is. Jakub, he's won a cup. He's been there. But then I look at a guy like Brian Rust from the Pittsburgh Penguins, he's another guy who's a good little player in the play. Am I just giving you picks? Are you just taking all these guys from me?
Well, no, Russ is on my list. He's the guy who was a point-per-game player this year. People don't realize that. He was so good. Again, he's playing with either Crosby or Malkin. So.
But still, he does – when you watch a game, him and Sheary always stood out. And I don't know if that's the Sidney Crosby effect or if it's just the fact that he's a really good player. And then there's a guy like David Perron, who's just an absolute pest, but he's a good player. He's got 60 points this year. He's
also on my list.
Oh, really? All these guys are on your list. All right, I'm going to take, just to slot him maybe with Crosby again, he's making 3.5. I'm going to take Brian Rust from the Pittsburgh Penguins. Oh, okay. I like that pick. He wasn't on my list initially, but he is now. Brian Rust. Okay, he rounds out my forwards, leaving me with $3.5 million to find a goalie. All right, Tim. Yes. So you're on your bench, right? You're just drafting depth right now.
No, correct. It depends. Depends on who I get. Might push somebody else out of a roster spot.
What is your cap space looking at right now?
Right under $7 million. I need another winger, a seventh defenseman, and a backup goalie.
So I was just giving you picks right now.
Ugh. No, I told you. I have those guys written down already.
Okay. Sure you do.
I'm actually thinking about looking at my lineup right now. I've got my left side. I'm assuming Draisaitl is going to play center here. Just because of the way the left and right-handed shots line up. So I got Gaudreau, Svechnikov, my top two left wingers, then Brady Tkachuk. But I think I'd rather have Tkachuk at my fourth left winger and move somebody else up into that spot. But I got Duclair. Like, there's a lot of flexibility there, a lot of freedom to move players around. But I think I would like to draft another left-handed shot there for some depth on that side. Yeah, I'm looking at some of the same players you just mentioned. Dukes definitely stands out there. Tyler Bertuzzi, an effective player. He was an all-star this year. I really liked his game. Gosh, even we mentioned him before, Sobotka. How effective is he? He's so good in his game.
He's a very good player. He's a hard player to play against. So to put him on your fourth line, he would be a really good addition on a fourth line. He just plays the game so hard all the time.
Okay, here's my pick here. Again, not too fast. The game is sort of passing by, but you've seen in the right situation what he can do in the playoffs. He's got so much heart. He's making under $1 million. He's making $900,000 this year. Left winger, Patrick Maroon.
Oh, interesting pick. Good pick. Okay, interesting pick, Tim. I did not see that coming. And what's his salary cap hit?
$900,000.
Wow. That's all he makes?
Well, the new contract this year with Tampa.
I don't see him slotting in as one of your top line, but to have him on the bench, it's not a bad pick, you know, not a bad pick at all. All right. So I'm trying to fill out my goaltending roster here, but it's my computer is all janky on me right now. I don't know what it's doing. I don't know what's happening with it. So I'm just going to have to go by the seat of my pants here. Sorry. Okay. So looking at the goaltenders, I think I might have dropped the ball a little bit. I feel like I should have left a little bit more money for my goaltenders. Ideally, it looks like a good player, a good goaltender, you need $4 to $5 million to get a good goalie. But like I said, you don't need to have a stud goaltender to win you games, to win you Stanley Cups. We prove that time and time again every year. So when you see these goalies who are making $5, $6, $7, $8, $9 million, you don't need that. I have currently $3.5 million left. I need some more money to fill out my roster so I can spend $2 million right now to get a decent goalie. So with that being said, there's a lot of good goalies out there. There's Mike Smiths. There is the Anton Khudobin. There's the Brian Elliott. These guys have some, you know, some history. They're solid. They've won a lot of games. I'm going to take a guy who is also a friend of the show. He has won on the international stage. He was named best player of the Olympics. I'm taking Ryan Miller from the Anaheim Ducks for $1.125 million. I feel like if you're going to do a seven-game series, he's a pretty dang good goalie, you know, and he plays on a team now that doesn't really do much for him. And I just like him. I'm taking him. So Ryan Miller, come on down.
That's a good pick. I love
it's not a great pick. It's not a great pick.
Well, it's a bummer that he's on your team because now he's never going to win a cup.
You're hilarious. All right. So I have two more picks. Perfect. I like where I'm going to be. Nice.
Yeah, I feel really good. So I'm going to pick my backup goalie now. And this is actually, you know what? I'm not. I'm going to pick my seventh defenseman. He's making 2.8, a little bit of a homer pick, but he's such a good shutdown guy. He's young. He can join the rest when needed. Right-handed shot, Brandon Carlo.
Yeah, that's a bad pick.
One of the most underrated two-way young guys in the league. He never gets mentioned as being one of the top defensemen in the, among this young class, but he is.
Because he sucks. There's a reason he's never mentioned.
Yeah, you don't watch the games, buddy.
He's never mentioned as one of the top defensemen. There's a reason for that. All right, I feel like I need a guy who's going to put fear in people's eyes. He's one of the last true bombers in the league. I hated playing against him. He just headhunts, and I feel like in a playoff series, if things get a little rough, I want a guy on the ice who the other players are terrified of. So I'm going to take Zach Rinaldo.
Oh, gosh.
I know. Oh. That's the reaction I want. I want him to go out there and strike fear in people's eyes.
Have some dignity, John. Come on.
He's not a tough – like, he won't – well, with the lineups that we're dressing, he's going to be the toughest guy there by far. He'll be the most feared guy on the ice. He just is a headhunter. So I'm not going to dress him, but if things get dicey and we need – you know, we need a little boost, I'm throwing him on my left line, fourth line, left wing. Just to mix things up a little bit. I'll play him 5 minutes, and we'll see what happens. Give the boys some energy.
Gosh, gross. Gross. Yeah,
I know.
Okay, so with my final pick, my backup goalie, I've got just over $3.2 million to spare, and I'm going to come in well under that.
You have $3.2 million left.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a big boner mistake on you.
Well, I have to pick my last player now.
I know, but you wasted all that money for a guy on the bench. All right. Okay.
My backup goalie, he's really good at stopping some pucks when needed. One of the best backups in the league, Jaro Halak, making 2.75. Jaro, come on in. He'll be a nice, steady presence for a young kid in Binnington.
Yeah, I like your goalies. Your goalies are better than mine. I'll say that. You have a good, good goaltending tandem there. Both. I would take either one of your goalies as my number one.
you have Miller and Stalock?
Yeah. They can win a cup though.
No, that's the whole thing right there. Who's number one?
I don't know. It's a competition.
Yeah, it's a competition for number two.
It's true. So it's going to be by default the guy who wins out. Both good goalies.
How much cap do you have left right now?
1.7.
Oh, John.
What?
You really just
No, I could have got a goalie for $2 million. I like Ryan Miller. I think he's a good goalie. I could have went out and got, I don't know who there was, like the Elliott.
A starting goaltender?
No, Miller is a starting goaltender in Anaheim. He's beat out Brian Gibson. All right, so for my last pick, I have $1.7 million. I like a feel-good story. I like a guy, you know, to root for in the playoffs. I feel like this guy, he's also a friend of the show. He makes $700,000. Patrick Marleau.
Nice.
He's going to bring the experience. I know people give me a lot of heat for sticking up for him and all that stuff, but I feel like he does it all the right way. You know, you know what you're going to get when you put him on the ice. You're going to get a consistent effort, and he's not going to do anything wrong. So I'm going to take him. He might not play every game, but he's there if you need him. So that's my team. I have $1 million left to spend. Maybe I missed up. I think if I'm looking at my team, I wish I would have allotted a little bit more money for goaltending, and that's about it. I like my decor. I got Jones and Slavin, Yossi and Pecci, Sergachev and Makar, Girard, 7 solid D-men. I think I have the 4 best centermen in the league as my centermen.
Who are they?
Crosby, McKinnon, Scheifele, and Backstrom.
They're up there.
So I might mix up my lines.
They're all soft.
McKinnon and Crosby are not soft.
They are soft. They're going to be pushed around.
Compared to Pettersson, who are your centermen? Let's match
up. Let me tell you who they're going to be. My third line is going to be shutting down all your top lines. I got Barkov between Brendan Gallagher and Brady Tkachuk. They're going to be all over you guys like white on rice, not going to have any room to skate or maneuver and do what they need to do. Good luck skating against that line.
I will. That's fine. Do you don't think my guys play against top lines all the time?
We'll see.
You think Gallagher's a shutdown player?
He's going to be in your face. And then
I hope he is. Yeah. I hope he is. All right, everybody. Well, we will get these lines posted. we'll put him into NHL, whatever we have, and we'll give the simulation. We'll see how it goes. And we'll give you the results of the simulation after the vote. I don't want people to be swayed by the simulation results. Does that sound okay with you, Tim?
It sounds fair. Any closing thoughts on your team here?
I feel like we should do this again in a few weeks or a month, maybe, because I would have done a few things differently. I would have looked at wingers a little more closely. I feel like my wingers are by far the weakness right now on my team. Goalies are goalies. They're going to make the saves. All I want you to do is make the save. I think Ryan Miller does that. Al Stalock does that. So I feel like I could have, you know, been a little bit smarter drafting wingers and then entry-level contract guys. You did pull one over on me with the ELS guys, with the Pettersson and the Barzal. Those two picks were really, really good.
Thank you.
What about you?
I like my team. I'm really, really glad I went with Hedman and Carlson. I was a little nervous about my defensemen early on, but now that allows like Hughes and Muzzin to be my second pairing, or I might even mix split up Hedman and Carlson. And then, you know, as my seventh defenseman, either Heiskanen or Carlo, that, you know, depending on whether I need some size and physicality or some speed. So I'm really liking my team. Bennington's going to take us all the way. And I don't think the vote's going to be close, to be honest. I don't think it's going to be close. I would project like 70% of votes will go my way if I had to guess.
When you make a playoff roster, you want strength down the middle and good defensemen. I feel like I kill you in strength down the middle and defensemen. I feel like your D-men are terrible. You have
terrible.
Carlson,
Hughes, Muzzin, Ekholm, Heiskanen, and Carlo. That's a nasty decor.
Your 3, 4, 5, 6 are garbage. Absolute garbage.
Ugh.
That's my opinion.
Ugh.
I think Carlo's a bad pick. I think Muzzin's a bad pick. That other guy, I didn't even know who he was.
You don't even have a goalie, John.
I have two goalies, Miller and Stalock.
Oh, gosh.
What are the stats? Okay, who are your goalies right now?
Bennington and Halak.
All right, let's look at the stats.
Let's wrap up the show, John. Come on.
No. All right, so Bennington. I don't want to wrap it up. So who's your number one? Tell me right now.
Bennington.
His goal save percentage right now is .912. His goals against is .256. Okay?
How about you look at what he did in the playoffs last year?
We're talking about this year. So what do we say? .912 and .256. Where do we got here? I have Ryan Miller. Where'd he go? He is .907 and .903 on a team that does not play defense at all. Those are his numbers. Al Stalock on a team that plays slightly better defense, .910 and .267. The same stats as Bennington. Al Stalock could be this year's Bennington. That's all I'm trying to get at. You don't need a good goaltender to win you a cup. You need a goaltender who's going to make the saves when you need to make the saves. I have a good enough defense, and arguably the best defense I've ever seen in my whole life, with Crosby, McKinnon, Scheifele. I'm just selling it right now. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We're going to throw these online, and we'll go from there. So I hope you enjoyed this show. I sure as heck enjoyed doing it. Tim, did you?
This is a blast.
This was really fun. Yeah. This was a lot of fun. So anyways, I hope you're staying safe out there, everybody, and we will see you next time. Cheers.